Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And a fight at the 9-yard line. Flags are thrown. The Browns and the Steelers, and Derek just threw a punch. And Pittsburgh retaliating. Marquise Pouncey was kicking in there, and flags are flying with 8 seconds left.
And Garrett loses it, rips the helmet off of Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph gets up and starts going towards Myles Garrett. And Garrett takes the helmet that he has in his hand, overhand swings it at the head of Mason Rudolph.
He's tackled.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Rips the helmet off Rudolph's head and then eventually swings it and hits him in the head. And then Ogunjobi comes up and hits Rudolph from behind.
Beyond words,
oh,
Joe.
Oh, gosh. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen on a professional sports field.
Can identify that artist, right?
That is Mick Jagger.
That's
the Stones.
Right. Street fighting man.
Yeah.
It's okay to be street fighting, but probably not okay to be swinging a helmet at a guy's head in an NFL game like happened last night. And I guess Adam Schefter has now called this assault this morning. Is that correct?
Yep.
Let's take a listen to that.
There's also the possibility that if they want, Mason Rudolph, the Pittsburgh Steelers, could file charges against Myles Garrett for what we now have seen is the closest thing to on-field criminal activity. That was assault last night.
Wow. But I think we all agree that it was assault. The question is, should there be charges filed against them or not?
If you agree it's assault, then why wouldn't charges be filed like Ken is advocating for?
Well, then Brady should have charged Strahan for assault in Super Bowl 42.
Curtis,
was getting demolished.
Curtis, if that happened to Tom Brady, you would be losing your bald mind this morning.
Yes. I would demand the death penalty, but I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah, if that had happened to Tom Brady,
yes,
this entire region would demanding that the guy be locked up for his life.
Life. Maybe. Yeah. I'm with Curtis. Maybe in the death penalty on that one. I'm electric chair. Forget about that humane death penalty.
You don't want the lethal injection.
No.
Popeye's final meal.
Yeah, no. I want him to fry like that kid likes fried chicken.
This is John from Waltham. What's up, John?
I'm really upset with this right now. I think people are getting so, like, Wiggy, I'm with you. This has been going on for so many years. I'm thinking about, like, McHale taking out Rambis. Thinking about every game the Knicks played the Heats in the 90s. And now this, he takes a helmet. I mean, Trot Nixon, he tossed that helmet right at the guy. Oh, it was nothing.
Hey, John, I think Jose Offerman was charged for charging the mound with a bat, if I remember correctly. Was Jose Offerman, Curtis, can you look that up, or Danielle?
One of them. Well, Izzy Alcantara kicked the guy in the chest. I mean, this is just part of the game, dude. It's the heat of the moment. You get fired up, and you do it. But the problem I have is Marquise Pouncey. That's a punk right there. He's down there, and he's kicking the guy. Aaron Hernandez guy. Yeah. And that's what scares me. He's down there kicking him.
Yeah.
Punching.
Well, he should.
Oh, that's been going on for years. Let it go.
Yeah. Well, Ken says charges should be filed there too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I understand that it's in the heat of the moment, right? Now, you got to think, and clearly Myles Garrett wasn't thinking. He should be suspended. I think he'll get suspended for at least 8 games. But do pressing charges, or should there be, you know, going the route that Ken wants? No, I don't think so. You open up that door because now you're letting law enforcement into policing the game.
Yeah. This is Nick from Worcester. What's going on, Nick?
Morning, guys.
Hey.
So I agree with Wiggy on this. It's no charges need to be filed. He lost his mind. I mean, everyone thinks Mason Rudolph was innocent. I mean, he started tugging at Garrett's helmet. That
yes.
doesn't warrant him getting hit over the head, but he started pulling at the guy's helmet that was down there first. But it goes back to when Char was up in Canada. They wanted to file charges on him for a stupid hit. Mm. The last call I mentioned, Trot Nixon letting the bat slip going back at the pitcher. Guys lose their temper. It should be a one-year ban. Pouncey should be suspended for the rest of this year for the Steelers and let the league take care of it themselves.
All right.
I mean, the Chara play was within the flow of the game, and there was actual changes made to the boards and the structure. There was all kind of mitigating circumstances.
Yeah,
that
was like
a terrible comparison.
Yeah, that was like I wouldn't compare the Chara thing.
Well,
Marty McSorley is closer.
What about Pedro and Don Zimmer? Should Pedro have been charged with assault?
Elder
for
abuse.
That was elder
abuse.
But he could have been. If people like Ken would say believe that.
But in the McSorley case and in the Chara case, you had a pretty severe injury that resulted. You don't have that in this case.
Right, that's true. But then that goes back to what Curtis said, where is it the severity of the injury that now determines whether or not we should press charges, whether or not we should suspend guys longer, all that kind of stuff.
Jose Offerman was initially charged with 2 counts of second-degree assault. And then after the fact, the catcher had sued him because he sustained a concussion, and a jury awarded $940,000 to Jonathan Nathans, the catcher that was involved in that incident. Initially, they had sought $4.8 million.
This is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up?
So I have some interesting points to make, questions to make. Now, in my opinion, yes, there have been incidents in football and other sports that are somewhat comparable to this, but a guy taking off somebody's helmet and hitting another guy in the head with that helmet, you know, the guy's completely exposed, so it could inflict serious injury. Thankfully,
yes.
It didn't.
Yes.
Now, I would say that was unprecedented. Would you say that? Would you agree with
yes.
that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So the thing I was thinking about is, in at the end of the day, the law dictates everything that happens within the confines of the law. Okay. Now, because it's sports, the law has always stayed out of it because sports tend to dictate and govern everything within the sanctity of those sports. Let's say, for example, somebody in NASCAR, Ricky Bobby, was driving the Talladega 500, and he was found to be under the influence of alcohol while driving.
Yeah.
Could he be charged with a DUI?
Well,
absolutely.
Ken wants those guys to be given speeding tickets, the NASCAR guys.
Yes. But there's
you
the
agree
point.
With I mean, me, and you're trolling me. This is unbelievable how you straddle the fence for the entire show.
That's what Turned I do
into
here.
Ordway.
I'm a fence straddler. Yeah, but
look at the point. Look at the point, though. That would be committing a crime, whether or not it was within the confines of NASCAR or not.
Yeah.
Now, this incident. Do I think that the guy should be charged criminally? I don't think so necessarily. I think that the league should absolutely go 100% all in making sure that everyone is aware that this is not going to happen again. I think he should be. I don't think he should be suspended for the rest of the year. I think he should be suspended for 1 calendar year.
Yeah,
so
one full calendar
he would be able
year.
To, yeah, until okay. week 11 of next year. I think that would be fair because of the egregious level of this.
Okay.
But if the law wants to get involved, if Cleveland Police Department or you know the State Police of Ohio want to get involved, whether or not the league wants them to, they have every single right to do so.
Yeah.
Do we really want police engaging with on-field acts on an NFL
no.
field? Like,
no.
is that really what we want?
No.
Do we need that, or is this just an outlier? A guy lost his mind in the heat of the moment; he'll be suspended.
It's an outlier. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's
the guy
what
gets
it
hit
is.
Over the head with his own helmet, and it's an outlier.
Of
Nothing to
it
see
is.
Here. It could be bloody
well,
and dead on the,
it's not
on the
to
field.
See here. It's just this is something that we've never seen before, but we shouldn't be going to call in the police for this one.
By the way, I cannot let an ear moth opportunity pass
on an
ear moth Friday. I believe that caller said that what happened last night happened in the heat of the moment.
Yes.
Did that caller not say that?
Yeah.
I gotta fire up the iPod real quick here. Give me an opportunity to ask her to identify.
Love the moment.
All right, 30 seconds. Identify the artist.
That is Brian.
Brian Adams.
Brian Adams,
not,
yes.
Not bad. Good guess.
That's not him?
No, it's not.
Wu-Tang?
It's not Canadian Treasure Brian
it's
Adams.
It's not Brian Adams?
No.
It's a super group. It's a super group.
Super group from the 80s. 80s super group.
That's super Chicago. Super group to him is like two combos at Popeyes.
Popeyes, as long as it's
not Chicago.
Not Chicago?
No.
In the heat of
That's Asia.
Asia.
Speaking of that, Bob has something on the Massachusetts accent. Yes, Bob.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody.
Bob. Hey, Bob.
Where are you calling from, Bob?
I'm a Cape Cod guy, but I'm on the road. I'm about to pull off 11B on 195 Reed Road, Hicksville. I'm headed to Colonial Wholesale Beverage. Anyway, Jay Wiggs, what up, baby?
What up? It's good.
Greg, you know, you're from Stowe, which is interesting to me. Yeah. I grew up on the Cape, okay, so I talk proper.
Yeah.
I speak properly. Yes. But my father's from the South Shore, so I can turn it on and off anytime I want. You know? But my real question is, what is with Wiggs? What's with the easy thing? You guys put R's where they don't belong, and you drop your R's, and you say idea. You're going to put some guy in a comber?
A comber?
As a Cape Cod guy, the only comber I know is the beach comber in Wellfleet. And it's a coma.
By the way, you're at the coma. If they did, Bob, I would say this. If they did, like, the best beach bar in the United States of America,
it would be the beach comber.
I have a couple other suggestions, like the Ocean Deck, which is down in Daytona, is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somewhat partial to Old Orchard Beach and to what the frick is the name of the place where we do the? Why am I having an old man moment?
I feel like Danielle would have a thing or two to say about
Brunswick.
The Brunswick in Old Orchard. Shout out to my good friend Tom who owns that place.
Good man.
But me and you, Greg, as a couple of guys, I don't know why they get on you for being so good for you for being able to speak properly.
Proper.
Talk right.
Yeah. But now, you know,
if you got a good idea like Wiggy, you know.
A good idea.
Right. But everybody wants to speak proper now. But when the Departed and Good Will Hunting came out, everybody wanted the accents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm from Boston. That's how we talk around here. But now because there's no movie out. Now it's like we speak proper around here.
I just don't have an accent. I've been here my whole entire 53 years. Proper. And I never got, I don't know why.
Just call off the tail.
Yeah. Call off the tail. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Good morning. I just wanted to talk about Marty McSorley. If these leagues want to police themselves, they should do a better job at it. Marty McSorley would have been perfect to suspend for life, and nobody would ever do that again.
Yeah.
He was at the tail end of his career, and it would have set a great precedent. Same with this guy last night. Get rid of him for life, and you'll never see this happening again.
For life. So
that's a little extreme.
You think Garrett ought to be banned for life from the NFL for what he did last night?
What if he did make contact with the crown of the helmet? He was lucky that he got him with the collar of the helmet.
Yeah.
So if he hit him with the crown and put this guy out, where does that leave the quarterback?
I mean, honestly, I can't believe that Mason Rudolph, coming off that concussion, was not hurt worse than he was.
Nah, he ate that.
Miles Garrett is very lucky that Mason Rudolph is not in a hospital bed right now because his career literally would be in jeopardy.
Well, yeah, and Curtis is 100% right. If there was something where Mason Rudolph did get a concussion or was laid out on the field after that, we've seen it with the hit that who hit Josh Allen for the Patriots and it was just
Jonathan Jones.
And it's all about how the guy either bounces up or lays there on the ground. So Curtis is 100% right.
This is Chelsea. Hello, Chelsea.
Hey, guys. Hey. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. I just wanted to call and say that I was watching the replay this morning on the NFL Network, and it's real clear that the Steelers quarterback tried to take off Myles Garrett's helmet before, you know, like during the play.
He did.
Who knows what was said.
He did.
And Myles Garrett retaliated. I mean, there are a bunch of young guys with a lot of testosterone, and then you got three offensive linemen jumping on Myles Garrett. And it's like, I mean, we're lucky nobody was seriously injured. But it's like, I can see a suspension, but it seems like people are going extreme.
By the way, Chelsea, I don't know if you were listening or not yesterday, but I also have high testosterone.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you know. High T. I do have high T.
I'm Lou.
Not as high.
You have high testosterone.
Lou probably has Lou. High T, too.
Well, doesn't he do one of the reads?
No, Christian
wrong,
does.
Wrong end.
Okay. Yeah, Christian
I know somebody.
Hey, it's Lou.
Christian does.
Hey, it's Christian. Is your testosterone low?
Christian, amazing job on the 25 for 25.
Incredible.
Pulled it off. And so generous. Like, you, the listeners of the station are so generous. If you think about it, last 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You have donated, you said $250,000.
Over $250,000 to the American Diabetes Association in honor of Caleb, Christian Fourier's son, and for the late Mr. Lieutenant Menard in the Worcester Firefighter.
Yeah. Speaking of the firefighter, I want to thank the paper store because the paper store reached out, and you can go to any paper store location in Massachusetts through this weekend and make a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation for the family of Lieutenant Menard.
Love that.
So, and that donation total is up to well over $165,000. So you are an amazingly generous group of people. It's a Patriots Friday. We got to get to Wiggy's advice for Colin Kaepernick. We'll do that coming up next.
Mud at Night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Black Friday sales event. Get employee pricing plus on a new commercial truck. Visit 495ram.com. And another calling it assault, Rex Ryan. Pretty big name in the football world.
I mean, one of the worst things I've ever seen in football. I've never seen anything worse than that. What this guy did, this is assault. And this is ridiculous. He could have killed that man.
Change of mind here, Rex Ryan say that?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Does it, Wiggy?
No, because we all, I think we all agree it's assault. You should have, the next question should have been arrest Ryan. Should there be charges brought to get against Myles Garrett? Assault.
Well, how can you have an assault and you don't charge somebody for it?
It happens all the time.
So the laws of the country do not apply.
They don't apply.
No,
it's anything goes. Anything goes.
Yeah, it's
you NFL.
You can't bring law enforcement into the NFL. It's not a good look. There's too much stuff that can go on out there.
What about the malicious intent? A texter wants to know. There's malicious intent going on here.
Is there malicious intent where you're trying to sack a man to the ground with 300 pounds?
Oh, my God. Here's Myles Garrett calling it an accident afterwards.
It was an accident, but, you know, they're going to feel some type of way. You know, it was foolish on both parts, but, you know, they're going to protect their guy just like my guys are going to protect me.
Well, that's stupid. That's stupid on his part. He should just own up to it and go, what I did was wrong. I was an idiot. I was in the moment. Mm-hmm. I should have never done that. I could have severely hurt him. I'm truly sorry for it. And, you know, whatever suspension comes my way, I'll take it like a man.
Now, does this spill over to the Bentley football game tomorrow, Gilman?
Oh,
I mean, I wonder about violence there. What's kickoff time?
Noon start tomorrow.
Ooh.
American International College is the opponent.
AIC.
Powerhouse. AIC.
And so I believe
that's
Bentley,
Springfield they're out of,
yes,
right?
It is. Bentley, I believe, has a share of the lead in the NE10. Mm-hmm. So this is a big one. A big one, Ken.
Huge.
Don't dismiss it.
I'm not. Okay. By any means. Wiggy will be talking about that on NFL Sunday, noon to 4, leading into Pat's Eagles, 4:25 kickoff at the Link. We'll see if Fitzy survives his trip down there for the parking lots before the game. No BC football this weekend. They're on a bye. Bruins at Toronto tonight at 7. Celtics Warriors, Wiggy, late night, 10:30 tip.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Nick, I got to give him a little bit of credit. He did a great job on that Philly fan versus New England fan
very
video.
Funny, yeah.
Did you guys get to see that?
Yes, very good.
It's really, really good. I think we retweeted it from the Greg Hill Show Twitter account yesterday.
We'll do it again now.
All right. We'll do that right now. So you should be following us on Twitter. And it's, what are we on Twitter? Greg Hill Show?
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
Okay, we'll be right back.
If I'm Mason Rudolph and I'm Mike Tomlin, if I'm the Rooney family, I filed charges last night before I got on the charter.
That's Booger saying that charges should be filed. I mean, there's, you got Schefter, you got Rex Ryan, mm-hmm, you got Ken Laird, you got a lot of people.
Not in that order.
All the heavy hitters.
Charges should be filed. Wow. I mean, interesting to see what happens. I wonder if the NFL can distract everybody with Colin Kaepernick tomorrow and make this go away.
Well, you need that or AB to tweet something out real quick.
Yeah.
You guys see AB's Instagram post last night?
No.
He put up a picture of him begging Colin Kaepernick to throw him passes at the workout this weekend. So he's trying to get in on it.
That was a Nick laugh.
It's a fake laugh right there.
No, that's my laugh.
Wiggy, you have some advice for Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, I do have for his workout on Saturday. Listen, if you're listening up, brother, don't do it. Don't do it. I would not show up if I was Colin Kaepernick.
Really?
No.
You
not at all. No, this is a dog and pony show.
But this is what he wanted.
No, he wanted a legitimate opportunity to have a team have real interest in him. Not just this, you know, dog and pony dance for me show that the NFL is trying to put on.
Yeah.
So I would not do it if I was Cap.
So what would you do if you were Kaepernick?
I would just continue to have my agent reach out to teams and say, hey, listen, you know what? My client wants to play. He's willing to do whatever it takes. He's willing to come in.
Except work out.
No, he's willing to work out if you bring him in for a workout. Why wouldn't you bring him? If any team really wanted Kaepernick, and this is what makes me laugh because I heard a bunch of people saying it, Stephen A. Smith and all these people were saying it yesterday, like this is a great opportunity for Cap. If teams really wanted and you know how many teams are showing up, if they really wanted a legitimate shot at Cap, they would have brought him in on a Tuesday without having other teams being there and saying, hey,
yeah,
listen.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Why?
They didn't have any cover. Now they have cover.
Well, what's the cover?
So, like, for instance, Dallas fans are saying that they're going to boycott if the team does anything at all with Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
Now, these teams have been given cover by the NFL.
They haven't been given cover.
They have been.
No, because
they have an excuse. They can blame it on the NFL. They can say, look, the NFL is working the guy out.
Yeah, but you don't have to show up. Your team doesn't have to show up.
If you were the first team that gave him a legit workout,
mm-hmm,
you're going to run the risk that a percentage of your fans are going to be angered and aren't going to support
you. But aren't you running the risk anyways once the people find out that your team was there?
I think because there's going to be 11. What is there? It's up to 11, right? There's going to be 11 teams that will have somebody there tomorrow.
And more coming per the NFL.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't think there's any fan bases that are going to have an issue with one of their team members going and looking at a workout with Colin Kaepernick.
Correct. Especially when it's NFL. It's like NFL mandated. Approved and mandated.
But they ask him what they really are telling Cap is dance for me, boy. Oh. That's what they're telling him. You know.
Beat Yahoo, you
That's what they're treating him like Spider in Goodfellas. Dance for me.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Because
they're giving him what he wanted.
No, what he wants
he's
is a legit.
He's been demanding that. He's been on the sidelines.
He hasn't been demanding we talk about unprecedented with the helmet hitting for Myles Garrett. This is unprecedented where the NFL has put on a workout for one player location for teams to go down there. It's being run by Hugh Jackson and who the hell else is running it? Feldman there.
Joe
Feldman. It's being run by them that they don't even have anything to do with the NFL. And supposedly there's 11 or 12, 13 teams that are interested.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Interested?
Yeah. Supposedly the Dolphins are really interested.
But if the Dolphins really wanted to work him out, they would have brought him in on a Tuesday and said, hey, we're going to work you out, Cap.
So why are they doing it now?
I just told you, in the words of Joe Pesci from Goodfellas, dance for me, Spider.
Hmm. What the fuck is so funny about me? Tell me what's funny.
They want Cap to amuse them. And if I'm Cap, I don't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
No, because it's all for the NFL's amusement and them to say, okay, we did.
They're calling his bluff. It's not for the NFL's amusement. They're saying, here you go, Colin. Get out there and show us that you actually want to do this. And in reality, he doesn't. He has allowed his life to be hijacked by others trying to use him as a message for something else.
What? We've seen Kaepernick out there throw footballs before.
So what's the problem of going and throwing them again for every NFL team?
But why can't the NFL teams, if they really have interest, just bring them in?
Here's a 617 text that says, Greg is 100% right. It softens the optics and makes it more palatable. Mm. And then the texter says, look at me using my vocabulary. Yeah, but yes.
It's like sauce.
It does. You now have cover from the NFL. So if you are the Dallas Cowboys and you're concerned about your fan base, who I think there's a pretty good percentage of people.
Okay.
Who would be bothered by him being on an NFL team at this point still?
Yeah, still.
Right?
Yes.
Like somebody yesterday, when I mentioned that I got a buddy my buddy Joe, who still refuses to watch the NFL, somebody texted in and said, if you're still not watching the NFL, you're a loser. But there are people who really take it seriously.
Yeah, they stick to their guns about it. And I'm surprised by it. I mean, them credit, though. But I am surprised that there are still people that are refusing to watch the NFL.
And I don't think people would have a real problem. The NFL using it for cover, I think, you know, that's something that's kind of fraudulent. Because there was no uproar when Eric Reid signed with the Carolina Panthers, a team that's basically, I want to say Carolina, if I'm not mistaken, aren't they a red state? And there's no real complaint. There wasn't no real complaint about that. There wasn't a backlash with that. So the whole
Kaepernick took it further.
He did take
than
it.
Ed Reed did.
No, Eric Reed. He did take it a little bit further. But I think we're so far removed from all that stuff, where I don't think teams have to look at it like, oh, this is for cover. So if it's for cover, then that's even more of a reason for me not to show up, because you're not going to sign me. Because think about it, if you need cover because you don't want to be the team to say, oh, we brought Cap in, what do you think is going to happen to the first team that signs him?
We have audio from Reed saying essentially what you're saying, which is that it is a PR stunt.
Getting a workout is not getting on the team. They could easily want the storyline that they gave him a workout because they gave him a shot. Every move that the NFL has made up until this point has been PR for them. It's been disingenuous, and I don't think this is any different.
So Eric Reed saying the same exact
thing. He's 100%
thing, same thing you're saying.
And I think everybody feels that way. It's just, you know, there are certain, most people, you know, that you see these national pundits out there, they feel that way and they'll say it, oh, we don't believe it, but we think it's a great opportunity for Cap. It's not. It's really not a great opportunity because you could easily bring him in on a Tuesday.
Right.
Work him out when
right.
you don't have to worry about another team potentially signing him.
Yep.
Ask him whatever questions you want to ask him, which we all know he answered 2 years ago and said, hey, if I sign with an NFL team, I'm not going to kneel. So why are we doing this?
401 texter, why haven't they provided him with details on the workout? Who he's throwing to?
Mm.
Right.
What
roughly
the temperature
how many
of the
throws
arena?
He'll be making. These are things that quarterbacks are provided with ahead of time for workouts in most normal cases.
And they
cases.
Told him he had 2 hours to make his decision on whether or not you want to do this or not, and you're doing it on a Saturday. Wait, I mean, come on. This is all a joke. And that's why if I was Cap, I'd be like, listen, you're not laughing at me. I'm not showing up to this so you can laugh at me and I can dance for you. No, I'm not doing it.
No?
Nope.
You wouldn't do it?
Nope.
And I don't know.
Right. That's all. Cadell needs to just be out there with 38 shooting at his feet.
Here's a 603 text that says, Greg, I refuse to watch the NFL. Did not watch one game last year or this year. I have zero tolerance for people who want to disrespect this country. So there
are
a
lot of military people. I think that would be the thing that hits with teams, even more so than the police issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, that. All the outreach that they've done for military communities now, teams and their association.
There are people that are still really bothered by him
but,
and by the sentiment that he expressed.
But there are still guys that are nailing in the NFL, right?
There are some.
Yeah, there's not. I think Kenny Stills was nailing. I don't think there's many that are doing it. I think when you look at it, yeah, there are probably still some fans that are alienated and maybe don't watch. But for the most part, wouldn't you think this is something that's like past history? The whole people are not watching it. If Cap signed with a team, you really think people are all of a sudden going to go, no, I'm not going to watch
it? I don't know. I mean, Dallas fans are saying they're going to boycott. I mean, it's a very real concern, I would think, for an
Michael
NFL
Bennett's
team.
On their team. Are they not, why are they not boycotting for Michael Bennett? He's on their team. He nailed.
It's not just the signing. What do you think is going to occur with Nessa and the whole operation the second he gets on a roster? They're going to use that newfound fame and that bright light that's back on them to get whatever message out that they want. And that is not going to resonate with the fan base.
I'm with you. I don't think no one's going to sign him. That's why I'm saying I think this is all a joke. Cap's never going to play in the league. I know who was it that said that they really believe off of this he'll be signed in 2 weeks. I can't remember who I heard say that, but this is all a joke. He's not going to be signed. No team is going to kind of dip their water in that Kaepernick pool because of the fact that, Grant, I know there are other guys out there, but like you alluded to earlier, that he was the originator of all this and he had some other things, but ain't nobody touching this.
What's
dude.
More likely, Kaepernick gets signed or Myles Garrett gets charged?
I think it's Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett gets charged.
Yeah. So it's really a no-win situation for him.
No, so why even go?
But I'm saying if he doesn't go, then the NFL is able to wash their hands of the whole thing and say,
hey, we tried, we gave you a chance.
Yeah, well, that's what they did. They basically said, dance
for
me.
From a strategy point of view, it's a pretty good strategic move.
Yeah, it's
them.
A good strategic move by the NFL. Yeah. We all know that's why they put it on a Saturday.
Yeah. All right, it's a Patriots Friday here at WEEI. If you want to be on the show, 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up on Monday, we will be back. And we will be joined by Boomer Esiason.
Boomer.
At 7 and Tom Brady at some point. I'm guessing on Monday.
Yep.
Right?
He'll be back by 10.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll postpone it. He'll do it on Tuesday.
Tom Brady on Monday on Patriots Monday here at WEEI. Boomer!
It was worth noting the reaction from Mason Rudolph's agent, Tim Younger, tweeted very, very late last night. He essentially said, tonight could have had a catastrophic ending. And he said, the matter will be reviewed thoroughly. Younger is a lawyer, perhaps taking a look at reviewing legal action against Myles Garrett.
If something had happened to me, you can best believe I'm going to the full extent of the law. If I got knocked out or something like that or it compromised my career, which it is totally reasonable to say, you risk compromising that man's career. Yeah.
Peter King tweeting this morning, interested in hearing from parents of youth football players or parents on the fence about allowing kids to play football about the Garrett incident.
Oh.
What a panderer.
Oh, he's pandering?
Oh, man.
That is so pathetic. And Schefter, who we love, who's been great, tweeted out that some random stranger walked past him without breaking stride and told him to kick the guy out of the league and then carried on his day. Like, we're over-dramatizing this slightly.
Yes. I don't know.
Kick the guy out of the league. What parent wouldn't have their kid play football because one knucklehead took his helmet off another player and bashed him with it? I mean, why would you leave your house if somebody was shot down the street? I don't know.
Curtis used brass knuckles at Rivers.
Hey, listen, you don't think there is, and I despise this, but you don't think that there is a percentage of the woke population that is trying to do away with the game of football?
Oh, hell yeah.
They've started it here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, trying to pass a law that says your kid can't play football until he gets to high school.
Right. This just adds to it.
It does add to it.
Oh, yeah. This just adds to it.
It gives a bunch of people something that they can scream about and say how violent and disgusting the game is.
Well, and then it's all those hits that Myles Garrett took up throughout his playing career has made him crazy.
Yeah.
And now
I don't think it's that. I think there may be a little roid rage.
Whatever it is.
That's an overreaction.
Well, the woke people will lean towards that one.
No, you're right about that. This is Justin from New Hampshire. Hello, Justin.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
What's going on, man?
Hey, so here's my take on this thing, and I do think that it has the ability to be made into a bigger deal than it is. However, from a legal perspective, I think that there has to be a strong consideration for charges. Look, if a baseball player went to the mound with a baseball bat and took a swing at somebody's head, don't you think there'd be some legal action? The fact of the matter is that this could have really hurt this guy. I mean, this is a very threatening injury, and it needs to be taken seriously. Wiggy, I always disagree with anything you say. You want to brush this off, man. This is a big deal.
I mean, I don't think it is a big deal in the sense of where the police should be getting involved in it, because then it just leads to other things. It leads to the woke crowd going, oh, I didn't like what I saw. Police, why won't you step in and do something about it? Why did you let that guy get hit over the middle of the field when he was defenseless and he wasn't ready for it?
I don't think it necessarily leads to that. I mean, I think this is an isolated incident, but it's an egregious one. I mean, he is swinging that with the intent of doing physical damage.
I mean, think about how brutal the NFL was in the 70s. The closest comparison we've had is the Lyle Alzado situation.
Yeah.
So that's once, but it's not even close to this. I mean, as brutal as the game, you never saw this in the 70s.
This is Jerry from Framingham. What's up, Jerry?
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Boys, how's everyone today?
What's up, Jerry?
Greg, if you would indulge me, before I address that silliness of last night's football game, a little aside for Mr. Wiggins.
Yes.
Jerome, it must be tiring living life, seeing everything through the prism of race. I don't know how you put your feet on the floor in the morning.
Why would I say that? It was racist about this.
Everything you see through a prism of color. It's unbelievable.
What did I see through color? You're not saying anything, Jerry. What, Jerry? Jerome. Yes.
You know, camping is a white person thing.
Well, it is. It is, Jerry. Jerry, it is.
You know what?
Come on, Jerry. No, you're being ignorant, Jerry.
American people who love to spend time in the woods.
Wow, no.
Absolutely.
No, Jerry, that's a lie.
That's not what Jerome? I'm telling you.
No, Jerome, you're wrong on that one.
It's got to be tiring.
You're wrong.
I do agree with you with regards to the football issue.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. And, Greg, this is where I'm going to take part company with you.
Yeah.
Why would you trust an unaffiliated third party to now have say in your game and how you play? Because once you open that door, first of all, there's no closing it again. Never. They're always going to have eyes on every single football game. Somebody's going to be reviewing it. Some independent, unaffiliated third party is going to say, hey, you know what I saw in last night's game? I saw this, which I think raises to the level of assault. We should investigate and press charges. And now that party is going to have a say on who plays and who doesn't play.
Yeah.
And to all those people who call and say, this has got to be treated seriously, I don't necessarily trust the NFL to walk my dog. But that being said, the NFL is the entity that has to treat this seriously. And the NFL would be making a point if they said to Myles Garrett, you know what? You're done for a year.
Jerry.
1 year. Give him an entire year suspension. That's treating it seriously.
Jerry.
Don't let the government in the door.
Jerry, imagine if that was T.J. Watt, a white guy, who hit Lamar Jackson, a black quarterback.
Here we go again. He's got those glasses like from the movie.
Then I would want assault charge.
I want to ask Jerry, if that were Tom Brady that was done to last night, what would you be screaming about this morning? You'd want the guy's head.
I'd want the guy thrown out of the league. Throw him out of the league. And if that's what the NFL wants to do, listen, if they want to treat it seriously, there's a whole bunch of levels of serious here. And you can go, if they give them a one-game suspension, they're not taking it seriously.
Yeah.
If they suspend them for the rest of the year, even that doesn't rise to what my level of judgment would be. But listen, who am I? I think they should suspend the guy for a year. Start now. You are done for.
Jerry, I got your point. I think that Goodell is going to come in, and he is going to say indefinite suspension immediately. Before the games kick off on Sunday, he's going to come out and say that it is on Myles Garrett to show the league why he's able to return. I think that there's going to be an announcement of an indefinite suspension. And, funny, the story, remember this from earlier in the year, remember the fan that punched Myles Garrett in the face? That
yes.
guy has actually never been charged with anything either, so who the hell knows?
Yeah.
Well, he was sitting in his car.
That's right, the fan in Cleveland.
I mean, the guy appears to have some sort of an anger management
issue. There's something going on. He punched Delaney Walker.
Edge. He's a little on edge. Wow.
See what the NFL does here. It's a long investigation, Goodell will say. I'm with Curtis. There should be a suspension that should be handed down by the end of the day today.
This is House. What's up, House?
Hey, I want to say this. It's kind of crazy. It's real crazy that... Okay, Mr. Hill, you said your friend will no longer watch football because of what Colin Kaepernick did, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so you applaud him for that, for having the strength to do that.
I think he's a dope because I love football, and I can separate anybody's political opinions from my opinion of what they do for work. I do it all the time. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this. People are upset. They're playing the what-if game. What if Rudolph would have got Garrett's helmet off and pulled him and broke his neck the wrong way when he pulled it?
Yeah.
So you're not playing what if on both sides. And then not only that, what if, you know, you're setting something that's real dangerous, because look at the baseball.
Yeah.
Everybody in baseball would go to jail. All the pitchers that throw at hitters at their heads,
sure.
and the hitters, if they don't duck, they're going to die. That's 100 miles an hour with a baseball hitting your head. No one's saying nothing about that.
Yeah.
Wiggy, I applaud you for calling out the deep states.
Yes.
I'm with you.
All right.
Wiggy committee.
Right. There you go. I like
Wiggy
that.
Committee.
Hashtag vote Wiggy mofo.
Looks like Larry the lawyer is
Ooh.
On the phone.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
Which is somewhat exciting this morning. Hello, Larry. Hello, Larry the lawyer.
How could I not call in with such a great conversation going on?
I know. So... This is clearly assault, right? Is it assault with a dangerous weapon? Is that?
Look, there's a couple things here. First of all, when you put on a uniform, you assume the risk of certain violence, and that's, I think, where this conversation needs to start. You know, when you go on a football field, you know you're going to get hit, you know you're going to get chipped, you know you're going to get elbowed, punched, pinched, bitten, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But Does that assumption of the risk go to the point where somebody can take off a helmet and start bashing you on the head? I don't think so. Quite frankly, I was surprised that some police officer from the sideline didn't walk out and cuff the guy right then and there, which if I was a police officer, that's what I would have done.
Because
that was violent. It was way over the line of what somebody could expect.
So as a police officer, you're witnessing a crime, essentially, if you're working that game last night, correct?
I mean, to me, look, you take off that helmet, that's one thing. That could be a mistake, could be an error. But when you actually grab it by the face mask and start banging a guy on the head with his helmet, that is assault with a dangerous weapon. There's no question about it. I mean, when you hit somebody on the head, you hit the guy on the temple, he could have got murdered. I mean, he could have murdered him.
Yeah.
If you're telling me he didn't mean to do that? Of course he meant to do that. So, yeah, I agree with you on one part of this, but on the other part, I don't think that assumption of the risk gets to that point, gets to that level. You know, where do you draw the line?
Right.
Great question. That's one that you guys can debate. Yeah. But I just feel like this was a little bit over what normal would be.
Yeah.
Right, but in the NFL, there's really... It's hard to find out what is normal because you're playing a violent game, right? So if you're a police officer, and you're at a game and you see something that you believe to be assault, right, couldn't they just go over to the guy and put him in handcuffs if they felt like he hit somebody in the back or defenseless receiver or something to that effect? That's why I'm saying if law enforcement gets into it, there's potentially a can of worms that's opened up from here on out.
Larry, if you're... When you look at assault or something like that, can a prosecutor turn around without charges being filed by Rudolph or by a team? Can a prosecutor just look at that and say, this is so egregious that we're going to turn around and we're going to charge ourselves today because we've seen it?
Let me say two things. I'm going to answer Wiggy's question, then I'll answer yours.
Yeah.
I think that when you look at what's normal, you have to look at the history of the league in total. Now, I would suggest that I don't know that we've ever seen a football player take a helmet off of another athlete and start bashing him in the head like that.
Right.
That's why this is different. This is unique. This is over the line to me. But now, understand, I completely agree with your point. Where do we draw the line? And I think that when you draw that line, look, a lot of receivers get hit in a defenseless position. Part of the game. Happens every week. But guys don't get bashed in the head by a helmet every week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Greg, as far as your question, Greg, the police can file criminal charges anytime they want. So they could file today, they could file tomorrow. It depends on the kind of pressure that they're going to get.
Yeah.
All I was saying is that was so over the line that if I was there as a police officer, there to protect and serve, I would have gone out in that field, I would have thrown the cuffs on that guy, and I would have brought him to jail in a paddy wagon and let them deal with it.
And doesn't the other problem come in, Larry, because this is what I would do if I was Miles Garrett, and this is what I think a good lawyer would do, is Miles Garrett would be like, listen, I was only doing this for self-defense, because when I was on the ground, the guy was trying to rip my helmet off, one of his linemen was holding me, grabbing me by the neck, so that's where I'm saying where now you could, there could be a lot of gray area, because that's what Miles Garrett can say.
But let me say this, Miles Garrett can say whatever he wants, that's his defense. And, you know, when you talk about self-defense, everybody has a right at self-defense. The question is, what's that? Look, you can't shoot somebody that comes into your house if you have an escape route. You can't shoot somebody that comes into your house that says, hey, I'm not here to hurt you. I just want a cup of water. You have to meet force with the same type of force. You can only shoot somebody if they come into your house with a gun and point it at you, and there's no way out of that house for you. You know, so I think
unless you're in Florida, if you're in Florida, stand your ground.
That's anything goes.
Yeah, stand your ground. That's all you got to do.
Whoever you want.
All right, Larry the lawyer. Thank you. That's Larry Army, and we get Ask an Attorney with him from time to time on this show. We'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.